The original research article entitled Fecal Microbiota Transplantation for Sleep Disturbance in Post-Acute COVID-19 Syndrome was authored by Lau and Su et al. From the Chinese University of Hong Kong, China. It was published in the Clinical Gastroenterology and Hepatology Journal on the 19th of June, 2024. Post-acute COVID-19 syndrome, otherwise known as PACS, is often associated with sleep disturbance. The gut microbiome has emerged as an essential regulator of sleep, and many studies report that it may play an important role in PACS. These authors performed a non-randomized, open-label, prospective interventional study to assess the efficacy of fecal microbiota transplantation in alleviating insomnia in patients with PACS. 60 patients with PACS who experienced insomnia, as defined by an insomnia severity index score above 8, were recruited from the Prince of Wales Hospital in Hong Kong. 30 patients were assigned to the fecal microbiota transplantation group, while the remaining 30 served as controls. Fecal samples for the fecal microbiota transplantation were collected from two donors showing a high relative abundance in Gemmiger formicillus, as these bacteria are already known to be negatively associated with insomnia in PACS. Of the 30 patients in the fecal microbiota transplantation group, half received fecal samples from donor 1, while the other half received samples from donor 2. Fecal microbiota transplantation was administered at baseline, as well as weeks 2, 4, and 8. The primary outcome was insomnia remission, as defined by an insomnia severity index score below 8. Secondary outcomes included change in sleep quality, daytime sleepiness, as well as levels of anxiety and fatigue. Fecal and blood samples were collected for microbiome profiling. At week 12, a significantly higher proportion of PACS patients in the fecal microbiota transplantation group achieved insomnia remission. Overall, severity index scores were significantly lower in the fecal microbiota transplantation than control group. Fecal microbiota transplantation was the only significant independent predictor of insomnia remission after a multivariable logistic regression analysis. At week 12, PACS patients in the fecal microbiota transplantation group also showed a significant improvement in sleep quality, improved daytime sleepiness, and improvement in anxiety level. No such changes were observed in the control group. The cortisol concentration significantly decreased in the fecal microbiota transplantation group at week 12 compared to baseline. It was also significantly lower in the fecal microbiota transplantation group at week 12 compared to the control group. Comparison of patients' fecal samples at baseline and week 12 and between fecal microbiota transplantation and control groups showed that gut bacterial richness increased after fecal microbiota transplantation. Gemmiger formicillus and Coprococcus cum's levels were significantly higher in the fecal microbiota transplantation group at week 12 compared with baseline. Fecal microbiota transplantation appears to be effective and safe in alleviating insomnia in PACS. However, as this study sample size was small, with no randomization or no treatment blinding, further clinical trials are needed to further assess fecal microbiota transplantation in the treatment of insomnia related to PACS.